Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And this is the place where we believe that every single couple out there has the chance to move through difficulty and still be happy.
Yes, every single marriage out there has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling, including ours.
That's right. And you guys can always reach out to us. We're on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
Of course. And you can always like us on Facebook.
Which is Live Your Best Marriage Facebook / Live Your Best Marriage.
And you can subscribe to the blog where it all began, liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah.
So today we just wanted to give you some encouragement. And also we have 3 tips for overcoming resentment in your marriage.
3 tips for overcoming resentment. Mm-hmm. And so what's resentment? Before we get into the 3 tips, sometimes it's better for me to understand what resentment is.
Okay, so
what are the good people at dictionary?
My hubby loves to have the exact definition in front of him.
Yes, I love that
we can communicate to our audience.
Also, most of it is for me, for my own mm-hmm. benefit, because if I don't really understand the word,
then it won't sink in.
Not only doesn't sink in, but I won't really get the concept, because you like throwing these big words, these $10 words, words like resentment.
Okay, so what is the exact definition?
So according to the good folks at dictionary.com, they say resentment is a bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. Mm-hmm. It's the bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. Mm-hmm. And some of the synonyms are irritation, dissatisfaction, acrimony, animosity, discontent, bitterness. Basically, it's you feel like you did not get what you deserve to get. Mm-hmm. So they were unfair.
Okay.
So you're holding a grudge. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So here at Live Your Best Marriage, we have talked about the fact that, yes, words hurt and situations also hurt. And a lot of these things are actually caused by the person we married.
Yeah.
So when that happens, it is especially painful. And according to the definition of resentment, you feel as though you were treated unfairly.
Yes.
And you are carrying this bitter feeling with you.
Yes.
You're just taking it with you everywhere you go.
Yes.
So for a lot of couples, this can be really challenging, because even after you go through a problem, you solve it, you reach a solution, you say, okay, I forgive you, let's move on. And the problem with resentment is, as I said, you do carry it with you. You don't let go of it.
Yes.
So those things add up, and it can become a huge, huge problem, because if we allow this bitterness to keep building up, it changes the way we view our spouse.
Okay.
We will just, I mean, really, it will slowly by slowly just make you view them in a way that, okay, this person is really just not on my side. This person
is not, we're not on the same team.
We're not on the same team. And it's just, it's going to make it as though you guys just really aren't on the same page.
Yes.
So we wanted to talk about 3 ways that can help you overcome resentment, if that is something that you're struggling with. Because, yes, again, things hurt. Yes, mistakes are made. But if we carry this with us, if we don't let go, mm-hmm. It will actually drive you apart. So, and we don't want that.
No way.
So, the Bible verse, Ephesians 4:26, says, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger."
Yes.
And I think that if married couples can kind of dial into this a little bit, I think it can really help, because what it simply means is that that the continuance of anger just breeds more anger. Yes. And then it turns into resentment. So it's this nasty cycle that goes on. And it can actually lead to contempt, which, I mean, contempt is something that can absolutely bring on divorce. It has the power to destroy a marriage, because contempt means that one spouse feels superior over the other.
So contempt,
they feel the other one is beneath them.
So how does contempt connect with resentment?
So the resentment builds up gradually over time, and you really get this sense of, you know what, they screw up all the time. Okay. I'm always right.
Okay.
So that is the problem with resentment. It, in a way, it makes us believe that we don't do anything wrong.
Yes.
And that our spouse is the one who causes the problems.
Oh.
So that, and I mean, we're not trying to deflect the hurt feelings that you have. We're not trying to say that your feelings don't matter. But again, if this continues and it just builds up,
mm-hmm.
that feeling of, okay, they mess up
all the time.
It just gets bigger. And then, so as I mentioned, contempt makes you think that they're beneath you. And
yes.
so that is one of the, that is actually a huge cause of divorce. And we don't want that. So,
and is contempt the same thing that Dr. Gottman was talking about?
Yes, the Gottman Institute, they teach a lot about marriage, and Dr. Gottman made it very clear that contempt is just one of the absolute worst things that you can have
yes.
between a husband and wife.
So is it one of the horsemen?
It is. But I want to get to the first tip. The very, very first thing that you can do to overcome resentment is take responsibility.
Okay.
So what we mean when we say take responsibility is, if you really want to feel less bitter towards your spouse for whatever it is that they said or whatever it is that they did, you will need to remove some of the blame from them. And you'll have to put some of that on yourself.
So is it like you're blaming yourself?
No, you're not blaming yourself for what
it's
happened.
Like, it's my fault, although it's...
Mm-mm,
okay.
Mm-mm. Uh-huh. You are accepting the part that you played.
Okay.
In that situation. And in some situations, this might be easier than others.
Yeah.
Some things, there might be some issues that come up and you're like, whoa, hold on, I had nothing to do with that. That was him. No way.
That was her.
But try, yeah.
No way, that was her.
Okay, could be him or her.
That was her.
So, by taking responsibility for at least the part of, I mean, for at least something that you contributed
yes.
to, I mean, if there's any contribution you made that led to that situation happening or... then definitely do so, because if you had a lack of action
mm-hmm.
or a lack of effort, and then that led to your spouse going out and doing something, I guess maybe I'm being too vague. Let's say there's a financial issue
okay.
that comes up. Let's say your spouse went and spent a ton of money.
How but much is a ton of money?
Everybody has their own definition of that. So let's say they went and they bought something, but you guys really, as a team, you haven't been that great at setting up a structure for how you want to handle your finances.
Yes.
Or let's say they spent a ton of money and it scared you into thinking that, okay, we might not even be able to pay our mortgage.
Like, we don't have enough.
We don't have enough.
Yes.
Is there anything you could have done to either prevent that from happening by either setting up some sort of a system that the two of you can go by as far as your spending? Or is there something you could have done to bring in more income? What, I mean, and again, this is not the easiest thing to do.
No, it's
because
not.
A lot of us were like, no, this was not my fault, and I did my part. So I did everything I needed to do.
So you're looking at it from one on just we're, like we're my just, side.
We're I'm trying not, to uh-huh. empower ourselves. Okay. Because the whole point of taking responsibility is so that you do not make yourself a victim.
Yes.
And this is a huge problem that I faced. I had to take responsibility. And because in our marriage, I was extremely bitter. I went through a really tough case of postpartum depression. And basically, I was very, very resentful towards Pesa for some of the things that he said and did over the years. But I had to take responsibility. I finally just thought about it. I was like, okay, you know what? When that happened, when this happened, when he said, I actually could have done something.
Yes.
If it was a financial thing, whatever it was, I could have gone and gotten a part-time job, or I could have done XYZ. So those are some of the ideas I'm trying to give you so that you can feel empowered. Because once I make myself the victim, that just makes Pesa completely in charge of me and of everything else, and that's not gonna work. That doesn't work out for any of us, in anybody in our household, honestly, because husband and wife have to be on the same page.
So how does that work with resentment?
So because if you are able to accept mm-hmm. a contribution that you made to a problem,
yes.
if you're able to recognize the fact that you can't blame your spouse for 100% of what happened,
yes.
then you'll ease up on those bitter feelings. The resentment kind of starts to die down a little bit.
Yes.
And this might not happen instantly. Mm-hmm. This might be something that will happen gradually over time.
Yes.
But, I mean, and again, this is, we're not talking about a spouse who was physically abusive or was like just, or sleeping around. We're not talking about that. We're talking about just those little everyday annoying things that our spouse does. And then we become, you know, resentful.
Resentful for them.
So that was tip number one, take responsibility. And that is something that I've learned myself the hard way. I had to take responsibility.
Me too.
Number two,
I practice had to take responsibility.
Gratitude. So okay. Tip number two for overcoming resentment is to practice gratitude.
Yes.
So if we're able to stop and look at the big picture, we will realize that there are more things that are right with our marriage
than wrong.
There are things that are going really, really well, and then there might just be a few areas that need improvement.
Yeah.
So if we can just hit the pause button and be grateful for the good things mm-hmm. that our spouse does, or just the good things that we have going for us in our marriage, that can actually bring you a lot of peace.
Yes.
Gratitude is an amazing thing. So the only problem is negative words and negative situations, bad situations, are more sticky in our brain than positive things. We just, for some reason, we just have a tendency to remember the bad things
yes.
more.
Yes, we do.
But if we can just deliberately set aside, you know, a few moments and just say, hey, you know what? I am really, really glad that we have XYZ, or, you know, that thing that he did the other day. Oh, that was so sweet. If we can just do that, then it can really, 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 really help a lot. And gratitude is something that really helps if you practice it in other areas of life as well, not just in marriage.
Yeah. And actually, it helps you appreciate mm-hmm. the good things that mm-hmm. you're having, but at the same time makes puts all the crazy things that you're going through in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, you know what? Yes, it's crazy, but we're having all these great things.
Absolutely.
Yes. So it just helps me, especially me, it just helps me put everything in perspective.
Right. And I mean, another thing that sometimes I remember is I think of other wives who have gone through worse.
Yeah.
That helps. I mean, I feel, as much as I feel terrible for them, I have to be thankful and say, you know what? I'm glad that I have this problem and not their problem.
Oh, yeah. Because when you look at it that way, it's like, my problems can be crazy, but they are not as crazy as...
Yeah, I mean, I can be sitting here boo-hooing, thinking, oh, wow, my husband is so rude, or, oh, my gosh, he did this again. But the truth is...
What did he do again?
It's everything. It's just, what did you not do? No, there are other wives out there who, you know, their husband didn't even come home last night.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know where he was. And they still love him.
Sometimes you can always look at, as you're saying, like a crazier situation than what you have. And the good thing about it, or the bad thing, whatever, is there's always going to be somebody who's going through worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might think your problem is crazy,
mm-hmm.
but just when you get out of your house and just... Or when just look around and you'll realize that actually your problems are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And that
helps. It could even be worse. Like you think you have a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he said this to me, but what if something else had happened?
Mm-hmm.
So you can always use perspective to make the situation that you're having right now sound much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That can help tremendously. So just reminding yourself of what a great and loving parent they are, or they're a good cook, they're this, oh, I love it when he does this, or I love it when she does that. Those little things, whatever it is that, you know, there's always something that makes you glad to have them.
Yeah.
So remember those things.
Oh yeah.
That can really help. When you need to, you know, overcome those bitter feelings of resentment.
Yes.
So.
Because you just feel like, okay, as much as you wanna feel like, oh, I was treated unfairly, but when you realize that what you have is actually a gift.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That is so true, because I can look back on something hurtful he said, and I'm the only one bringing up these examples. He's not giving us any examples of things that I do.
Because you're perfect.
No. So I can remember something, and then if I tell myself, you know what, he actually could have just left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, seriously, if I think him making that rude comment was bad, there are other ladies who they're raising their kids alone.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guy walked out, you know, so I have to remind myself, you know what, he actually could have just left. He could have done whatever. I know, but I'm going overboard, but he stayed. He puts up with me. He puts up with me every single day.
I'm not gonna leave you.
Aww, isn't that? I am very lucky. Let me tell you, to have someone. So, and another thing is, remember that there are millions of people in this world who go their entire life without being able to have even one lasting relationship. That is terrible. That is very sad. So if we view our spouse as a gift, we just need to cherish the person that we're married to. I mean, that's the honest to God truth. Yes. So I just want to encourage everybody to do that.
And I like your encouragement. I love your encouragement.
Thank you. So, tip number three to overcome resentment is resolve.
Oh, wow. What does that mean? So,
basically, when something is said or something is done, the moment you begin to feel offended, I mean the second you feel upset.
Yes.
Explain to your spouse in the most loving way possible, but explain to them that you are hurting because of something they just said or they just did.
Okay.
Let them know. And, I mean, not every single mistake is worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. We don't have to say every single issue. Some things can be overlooked. Some things can be ignored. But if it is something, you know, that's really bothering you, let them know as soon as possible, so that they have a chance to either explain themselves or they can apologize. But the sooner you get it taken care of, the better.
Yes.
Because it will build up. I think a lot of us know that.
Like it will build up, if you don't take care of it.
Yeah, if you don't take care of the issue, if you don't deal with whatever it is right away.
Yes.
It's something that's going to keep building up. And so, definitely, we don't want the anger to continue to grow.
Oh, no.
So, being able to work out problems right away is really a really great way to play offense against resentment. It's just a really, really great way to prevent bitterness.
From
taking over, really. And knowing that the two of you are just on the same team and, you know, try to help each other to not stew over things.
Or you can even do that by praying.
Yeah, you can pray. You can really just have, it's worth having conversations like this. Anything that helps you remember that you're on the same team and the two of you can just grow together.
Yeah.
You know? And the funny thing about it is most of the time your spouse really does not intend to hurt your feelings.
No.
That's the best part about being married is, okay, yes, the mistakes happen, but they really do not.
They were not like, maybe there's a misunderstanding, but they were not just literally going out to make sure that they they hurt your feelings.
They're not out to get you.
No. Most people, that is not the issue. Yeah. Yeah,
for most of us, really, they did not intend to make you feel the way you're feeling, especially if it's something hurtful.
No.
So that's the great thing. And your willingness to accept their apology and basically just drop the issue, just, you know, let it go.
Let it go.
Is really what... what will determine, you know, how happy you guys are going to be.
Yes.
How happy your marriage is going to be.
Yes.
So, forgive and forget, you know, don't stay stuck on something that keeps you guys from being happy with one another.
Yes.
And I say this a lot. I probably sound like a broken record because I like to go over the same ideas over and over again. I go over the same points a lot.
Yeah.
But if it's something helpful, I mean, I definitely think it's worth going over.
And some of these things actually are helping us.
Right. Yes. It's even helping me as I say
yes.
That's absolutely true.
I mean, we need some of these things more than a lot of folks because we need to remind ourselves that, hey, you know what? We're on the same team and there's no need to have resentment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to hold a grudge against your man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It's So that is absolutely true. And like I said, I mean, when an issue does come up, the longer we wait, the more it grows.
Yeah.
And stewing over it and ruminating, keep in mind, those types of things just drive you apart.
They're not helping you come together.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. No. It does not help you get closer as a couple.
No.
So just to go through, we'll go through these three points really quickly again, just as a recap.
Okay.
So the first one was take responsibility. Yeah. So how can taking responsibility help me overcome resentment? How can that help me get rid of a bitter feeling that I have towards my spouse?
It's basically for me to realize what was my part in the whole argument,
mm-hmm.
and taking responsibility of that part, that, you know what, I actually caused some of it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. Yes. Because if we believe that marriage is a two-way street, mm-hmm. if we believe that it takes two to make it or break it.
It takes two to tango, right?
Then if that's the case, then I must have played a part in it. If we went through a tough situation that was, if I feel for the most part it was brought on by my husband, if I think he's the one who caused it, there still is a contribution that I made.
Yes.
I either did not take enough action in some way, or there's something I could have done to prevent it, or there is something I could have done to fix it. So by me taking responsibility, believe it or not, that really does remove some of the pressure on, you know, some of the bitterness that I feel towards him. Because it just tells me that I'm not powerless.
And actually the feeling, like knowing that you're not powerless, that there's, in any situation, there's something that you still have options, and there are some things that mm-hmm. you can still do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't run out of your creativity on mm-hmm. things you can do. That actually gives you a boost on, absolutely. Like, you know what? There's still...
like, there's something that I can do.
Yes. And sometimes you can even pray about it.
Right, yes. Right. And, yeah, so for... but, again, this might not work for every situation, but for a lot of cases, for myself anyway, I can definitely think of times when there were things that I could have done.
I think it can work for, like... all situations.
For all, you think it can work for all?
Yes. Okay. I think it can work. Okay. It's just basically what do you wanna? I think
Mm-hmm.
It can work for all situations, because something that you might not think that you can come back from,
mm-hmm.
other couples do that every day,
mm-hmm.
and there's all these inspirational stories about couples who have gone through, like, are you kidding me? The worst situations, and you're mm-hmm. like, there's no way they'll still be together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not only are they still together, and you know, sometimes God can use a situation that we feel like there's no way we can continue after this, but God can use that and actually can use that to bring us closer and also to impact other people by mm-hmm. Showing examples on mm-hmm. how this situation can be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I love your point. That makes sense. I love it. And the second one is practice gratitude. So that was simply just being thankful for the good things that are going for you guys.
Yes.
And just the positive things that, you know, the stuff you love about your spouse.
Yes.
Keep those front and center, as opposed to the negative or the mistakes.
Yeah.
And then the third thing was resolve. Basically, the moment you feel offended, you know, something comes up, go ahead and instead of stewing over it, let your spouse know and then see what you guys can do to fix mm-hmm. it.
Yes.
Or to reach a solution.
Yes.
So, folks, again, we just want to encourage you to not allow resentment and bitterness to creep up and mess up the bond that you guys share. So, once again, Thanks so much for listening. We love having you here with us. If you have any questions or want to reach out to us, please do so. And we will be back in a few days.
And folks, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and subscribe so that you don't miss any of the podcast. And until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, "I'm sorry," Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.